escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I do want to get to how Greg Williams stiffed us and Brian Hoyer saved us in just a few moments here. The only thing that I'm really not comfortable with Arch Manning, when we talk about the hype train,
yeah,
and this is going to be something that I don't think changes until we see him play in the NFL. He has reached a status where he is guaranteed to be the number one pick. Now, that worked out with his uncle. It worked out with his uncle. I hate that stuff. And a lot of the time, because it turns out to be Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck. Like, if you've got an anointed one, generational quarterback, whatever, mm-hmm. and they happen to be the, no questions asked, first quarterback off the board, about 10% of the time, they turn out to be elite Hall of Fame level quarterbacks, if you're lucky. Caleb Williams was one of these guys.
I was thinking about Caleb.
Jaden Daniels goes too.
It's really hard. I mean, that's part of the whole. I do love that side of sports, though. I love the idea that even though you can be anointed, going to the NFL, there is just another level to it, and it doesn't always translate.
I just love. So I think it's interesting. I don't know that I love it. I guess my thing is.
Oh, I do. I love the curveball of it all. I love the idea that it should get harder at every stage, and you shouldn't have full confidence in any of these guys coming out that they are just automatically going to be great.
I think I more look at it and go, I don't. To me, it exposes the flaw in the NFL or a flaw in the NFL and the idea of groupthink and how when the group is decided, a quarterback is the guy. That's it. A guy can go from not being the guy to the guy if there isn't a heir apparent there. But once somebody's decided that's the guy, I mean, there's very little that can happen in real time. I mean, I guess it happened to Josh Rosen.
Well, and I was thinking about somebody else. Herbert was the guy, and Herbert was the anointed one, and then all of a sudden he was in the same draft class as Joe Burrow, who in one awesome transformative season threw 50 touchdowns, led LSU to a national title, and was clearly better, and they adjusted.
By the way, I still don't know. I almost said I don't know who's better. I know who's better. I meant Justin Herbert or Tua Tagovailoa.
And there's a reason why the groupthink in the NFL exists that same way that it existed back in college, because there's a lot of people that were still like, wait, no, we've been telling you guys this kid is the greatest thing since he was 15 years old. We have to see this be true. We have to see this materialize the way that we're telling you it will.
But for instance, Josh Rosen was the guy, and then he had three more bad seasons in college. He still ended up being a top 10 pick.
Yeah, the hot tub in the dorm room didn't help him in many respects.
Oh, I still think that's a baller move. I still respect that.
I thought it looked cool.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I really am excited to see this kid on Saturday. And there will be an ongoing evaluation process. But I think what makes Jordan Rodgers so interesting is that he's willing to say something that the rest of the folks aren't willing to say because they've already made up their minds that Arch Manning will be the number one pick. It just depends. Well, is it 2026 or 2027?
Is he going against groupthink or is he just patently wrong? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's a difference between groupthink and then it's just, it's so obvious it's all sitting right there too.
Well, what's more likely wrong in scenarios like this, the groupthink or the outsider saying, hey, let's think about this a different way?
Well, I guess it's all your perspective. I know you're, I mean, it's... I tend to think we got to groupthink for a reason. We got the idea that these guys are going to be great, or even in Arch Manning's instance, that he's going to be great with reason. Like there was still stuff there to begin with. It's not as if he absolutely stunk up the joint, people would move off of it.
What if he looks, for instance, Drew Aller's getting the opposite of this, even though this tends to not go against players the same way because it's easier to change your mind if they think you're not than if you are in college football. But like, Drew Aller. There are people who were in the midst of changing their tune on Drew Aller last year in that first playoff game.
Right.
And the Ohio State, the Big Ten title game. And then all of a sudden he had a bad game at the end of it. And then they reverted course back.
Well, but they also pointed to different reasons. They pointed to the idea that he's not played well in a big game yet. Like it was a culmination for things for Drew Aller.
But that's how it should go. What that tells me is with Drew Aller, in real time, you're trying to decide, is he a good college quarterback? Is he a not good college quarterback? Is he a future pro quarterback? Is he not? I do think the idea that these questions are not be asked about Arch Manning does
I think they will. If he looks mediocre at best halfway through the season and people just had it wrong, I think people will be able to move off of it.
I will be surprised if he looks mediocre with Steve Sarkisian as a head coach and the talent they have around him.
I would be too. And I think that's why a lot of people are sitting there saying to themselves that they think he's going to be really good at every level that he's at. But again, if he does stink up the joint, then yes, people will. There's always flexibility with these things. Now, you're right to bring up Trevor Lawrence. I didn't think Trevor Lawrence was the world's greatest college player, and nobody ever really seemed to move off of that.
216-474-0092. Do you think Arch Manning, as of right now, having thrown 90 pass attempts in college, is guaranteed to be the number one pick? I would be pretty surprised if he wasn't. Most of the time with the NFL before we even get to the draft year of that player, start to just say, no, he's the guy, it means I think they've actually stopped evaluating him with the same kind of scrutiny you might with the next quarterback down on the depth chart. Now, Greg Williams stiffed us. All right. We are restarting the Fantasy Football League. This will be the first time we've played our Fantasy Football League since our buddy Jason passed away. He was our commissioner.
Okay.
He was the final champion of the league as well. So this is a big moment. I finally felt like playing.
Are you naming the championship trophy after him? That seems like the right move.
I don't think we've gotten that far. I know our league, I think actually you might hear it in one of these clips. I don't want to give it away. We settled on the league name pretty quickly.
Okay.
Because every year we do change it. But we're ready. I was actually, I will take credit. I actually was the one that was like, I think I want to play fantasy football this year. We doing it. We all kind of went in on it.
Okay, good.
But Greg Williams stiffed us. We went on Cameo. My buddy Jeremy was putting this all together because he's the new commissioner. And
what's a Greg Williams Cameo cost?
I believe it was $75.
Well, that still seems expensive for Greg Williams.
I will say,
I was thinking like a $35 charge, maybe.
I don't want to give that away yet either.
$50.
$50. Are you sir?
I'm sir? On the website right now.
All right. Which website? Cameo, that's not his OnlyFans, is it?
No, that's in your bookmarks.
But good comeback there, young man. Very proud of you. He actually did something good. So we put one in for him, and we said, hey, can you pick the league? And he never responded. I didn't know Tennessee Tech, being a defensive coordinator,
it pays a lot more than Cameo does,
impacted. Well, he's still doing cameos. But he decided, and there's no, by the way, it wasn't because my name was attached to it because we don't have last names on it. Jeremy's reaching out, so there's no hint that it's Nick Wilson in case he just didn't like me. But yeah, he stiffed us. So you know where we went? Hoyer the Destroyer.
Okay, what did Brian Hoyer cost you?
I think it was $35. Initially, it was supposed to be something.
I would have gone with him over Greg Williams anyway.
Initially, I think it was supposed to be $50, and then there was a sale that
Did you guys search in people that had some relation to the Browns that are like under $50? Is that the idea?
Well, no. It was just relationship to the Browns.
What other names were on the options list?
Devin Kajust.
Kajust is loose.
Yeah.
That might have been a good one. Now I want to know what could juice cost. Should be like $15. And
I think it was about $15. But it was not a good job. Expensive.
Yeah, he pays you money. $60.
No, we paid $35. That one I do remember. So we got it for $35.
He upped his rate.
No. It was like a flash sale or something like that. So it was marked down.
Okay.
That's what I looked at.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I believe you. I'm not doubting it. Okay.
Anyways, here is Brian Hoyer, because I think there's some subterfuge here to get to. Here's Brian Hoyer unveiling our fantasy football draft lineup.
What's up, TJ's Temper Tantrum Fantasy Football League? I love the name. This is Brian Hoyer, former NFL quarterback, former Cleveland Browns quarterback, and Cleveland native. I hear there's a lot of Cleveland fans in this fantasy football league. I got a message from Jeremy asking to randomly pick the draft order for this year's draft. So I'm going to do my best. I feel like I should give Jeremy the first pick because he sent me this message. So I think I'm going to do that. Go ahead, Jeremy. You are now on the clock for the 2025 fantasy football draft for TJ's Temper Tantrum.
All right. One. Little TJ Watt shot there. We like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that finally paid off the Fantasy Football League. Two, feels a little subterfuge to me. Hey, this guy sent me this message, so he paid for this cameo, so he gets the first pick.
That's how I would do it. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Even more suspect now. Even more suspect. I think,
He doesn't want to think hard on these at all. It's not like he's like, oh, Jeremy.
Hey, that's $35 hard earned.
I know, right?
All right?
It's $60. Cameo gave you a flash sale on it. So if you'd paid full freight, that'd be $60. I'm Hoyer. I'm making this as simple as I possibly can.
He made $35 in 2 minutes. And by the way, I don't know we're going to play the full thing there.
Anybody has one of my brother's names, they would instantly go number one, and then I would rank it out by names I like or don't like.
Here's the thing. I don't know that the subterfuge
in
is
fact,
on Brian.
Give me the names of the people on the team, and I could tell you how I'd rank it out right now if you
all
want.
Right. All right, so Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy. Obviously, right. You're in the group.
How about
Nick?
This?
Yeah.
How about play number two?
And then I'll keep
this
track.
Gives
okay.
The full names.
From there, we'll go with Daryl, Nick, Mac, Dan, Jeffrey, Mike, Hacksaw, I like that name, Randy, and Kevin. So, sorry, Kevin, you're drafting last, but a lot of good players out there.
All right.
I've looked at the names. So obviously I know that you're Nick, so I'm going to be very kind to you in this, but I'm not going to be that kind to you in this.
I already got the third pick. I'm
Is Daryl Daryl Ryder or just a different Daryl?
That'd be a Daryl, yeah.
That'd be Daryl Ryder.
The Daryl, yeah.
Daryl got invited into the fantasy football group.
I am saying yes.
You said
yes,
you don't play it.
Oh, yes.
I just did a fantasy draft last night. Thanks
literally
for the invite.
No, we talked about this in the pre-show.
ESPN gave me an A in the in my draft. Thank you for Volnick, by the way, being my draft guy last year. I drafted this year myself. I got an A from ESPN. No big deal.
No. We talked about this in the pre-show, and you said you don't play fantasy football. That was me. That was me floating the idea.
I have a draft that I've been in with my college friends for every year since we were in college.
And
together.
You said
it's like 15. It's like 15 years running.
You said, well, and I quote, "That's it."
Didn't know Daryl was invited to this. I didn't know it was an open group.
So if I invite Daryl, would you also join?
I thought it was like a cabin boys type thing. It was like exclusive to people that weren't at the station. I didn't know Daryl's getting an invite.
I mean, one of the guys passed away. We had to replace him. I thought that was implied when I said, hey, my buddy Jason has passed away.
I like this for Daryl. Daryl needs hobbies in life. I like this for Daryl.
Suddenly this turned into a shot at Daryl.
No, Daryl, I like this for Daryl. This is good for Daryl. This will keep him a little bit busy. I like this for Daryl. All right, so knowing Daryl, I would give Daryl the number one spot because I know Daryl. Because
you got to repay that little insult
That's going to be obvious. And also, I don't know Hacksaw, but I know enough about Hacksaw to know that he'd appreciate being number two.
Yeah.
All right. So, but like, imagine that I'm Brian Hoyer in the scenario, and I don't know anybody.
Okay.
So I go nickname first. So I like that Hacksaw is the only one in this group with a nickname. So I'd go Hacksaw first. I'd go Daryl second because I know and like a Daryl, and that's Daryl Ryder. So I just wouldn't know that, but I like a Daryl. I know a Daryl, so Daryl'd be number two. Mm-hmm. Then I'd go you because I like a Nick. I know a Nick, so that'd be number three. I'd throw the two J's back to back. It'd be a Jeffrey and a Jeremy situation because they both have J's. I have a J in my name.
Uh-huh.
I'd go with them. Unfortunately for Randy, I know he's always going to be last here. This is just not going to work well for Mandy. For Randy, it's just not.
Mandy.
Poor Randy. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work out well for you. I'd go Mac because I know a Mac and I like a Mac. See how this is working? You see
these saves?
You see how this
love
is working?
Love sticking a save.
Honestly, I was thinking I like McDonald's a lot initially, and then I was like, I know a Mac and I like
power
a Mac.
Power rank Macs now in the air. Nope, just
McDonald's. Then that Mac.
What about macaroni and cheese?
What, McKenzie?
No. Okay, just continue.
I just did a hand gesture. I don't know what that was. Kevin's in there. I've always liked the name Kevin. Didn't love the name Kevin. Kevin's a nice name.
That's why he's the seventh pick. I mean, I saw you really love Kevin.
I saw what happened here. And then I'll go Mike. Sorry to sleep on that. I like the name Mike a lot. I would have put that higher.
It does not sound like it.
But I slept on it, and then Randy's last.
Wasn't that only
that's
nine?
No, that's it. That's the whole order. That's one through. I named everybody.
Okay.
I named everybody. That's not easy. It should be easy. That's not easy, all things considered.
Do you want $35 for it now?
No, thank you. We'll take a...
I just think for $35 for a two-minute video, which means this whole thing took 5 minutes.
He stopped after that. That's he didn't really do much else.
Gives a little fantasy advice. Talked about one or two other things.
Does he do like a cheeky thing of like, make sure you take a quarterback, but not someone like me?
No, didn't do that. No jokes. Very straight ahead. But again, I should say, you should go to Brian Hoyer's cameo, and he was great at this. The only thing that bugs me is. For $35 for 2 minutes, maybe you don't give the guy paying you. Maybe you've put a little more thought than, hey, you sent me this, so I'm going to give you the number one pick. I kind of feel like Jeremy might have told him to do it.
Well, I wonder if Jeremy looked at other people that had submitted to Brian Hoyer and had seen because they post videos of different cameos that they've done. If he saw a fantasy football example and then saw, hey, person that submitted it, I like that you submitted it. I'm going to go ahead and make you number one.
So he watched the tape.
Yeah, watch the tape. You do a little research on this because every person that's on Cameo in the sports setting, they all do these fantasy football orders. And so they all know that they have to post an example of a fantasy football order. And if I looked and saw, hey, you submitted it, you paid the money, it seems like, for this, I'm going to make you number one, then it's easy just to go with Brian Hoyer.
To be clear, I'm not pointing subterfuge for Brian Hoyer. I'm putting it on my buddy Jeremy. Grade the job Brian Hoyer did picking our fantasy
football
order.
Pretty sure Lima probably could have got this for you like for free if you wanted.
Yeah, I felt like that wouldn't be the same. You get a little money involved. All of a sudden, it just feels better this way. I thought about that. I thought about asking Joe Thomas, and I was like, I feel like that's a blatant abuse of power.
Yeah, you can't bother Joe with this.
Yeah, and I think Joe might...
You can bother Brian Hoyer.
Here's where I'm different than my buddy Jeremy, is that I would have not chosen Joe Thomas because I'm a personal friend. Oh, I don't like the way that sounded. I'm friendly with Joe Thomas. We summer together. And I know he would pick me first. It's a pick-me moment by Jeremy.
Felt like you told that story just so you could say you're friends with Joe Thomas.
We summer together.
Where do you summer together?
Separately. Yeah. But they're both on Great Lakes.
And it happens during the summer. Yeah. So there we are.
Yeah, we're both on summer at the same time. The Guardians and another red hot streak. Can it happen? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.